the season, and then, like you said, two games here, you just can't get anything to fall in.
That's the way baseball is, man. I mean, I get 80 beats, and I have at least three or four hard balls, but I luck, and that's the way baseball is. When things are not going your way, that's the way it is, and mentally, you just gotta turn the pitch and come back next day and stay positive.
You've faced their pitchers before. The pitchers have thrown in this series. Have they raised their game at all, or are they pretty much just...
Oh, I mean, you kind of know what to expect. Yesterday was kind of different. Just kind of feel I was in spring training. I faced three pitchers my first two at-bats. And, you know, I was kind of different because you got a game plan against the starter all of a sudden. You know, shoot two pitches and he's out. And then next couple of beat, I have to face two different guys. But it seems like it worked out for them. But like I said, man, they got a good team. They got good pitching. They got a good hitting. And we also have a good team. So hopefully we go there and you know, try win all the next three games.
Talking about balls, that they hit that found holes. How close did you come to knocking down Hannigan's ball that got through for the two outs?
Like I say, it's been inches. Like, yeah. You know, the ball just got hit on the line. What's his name, the right fielder?
Bruce.
He right on the line, you know. Wouldn't be like this much. Would have been different. And all the ground balls hit to me. It seems like I was this close to catch it. And every ball we hit, try out or they made nice play, you know, which we just can't get a momentum. But like I said, in short series, I think it can change.
What did you think when you saw Lincecum come into pitch? Were you surprised?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, his stuff was electric. His curveball was unbelievable. His changeup, his fastball. I mean, it was nice to see that.
It electrified the place, too. The fans
were
really into it.
Yeah, definitely. They're always good. Fans are always good here.
Yeah. Marco, after he came in and the place kind of got back to being AT&T Park, and then you guys the next half inning had a 9-9 pitch inning. How much do you think that kind of, it seemed like the place calmed down again?
When
after Timmy came in,
oh yeah,
it was a real short, weren't able to kind of build up.
Yeah, they came back, scored some runs, and seems like you know, every time we're trying to get something going, they just won't let us. No, I mean, he's one of those guys which, you know, when he's good, he's really good. And when he's, you know, he had a bad outing, he's, you know, he can't get hit. But he knows how to pitch, man. He misses pitches very good. And, you know, strong arm, chance, faster speed, slider speed, and throws everything, you know. And also, he was running out of strides, too, so.